Poetry. Canto 6, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Greater Life. Pages 179, 181. A hunter of spiritual verities, still only thought or guessed or held by faith, it seized in imagination and confined, a painted bird of paradise in a cage. This greater life is enamored of the unseen. It calls to some highest light beyond its reach. It can feel the silence that absolves the soul. It feels a savior touch, a ray divine. Beauty and good and truth its godheads are. It is near to heavenlier heavens than earth's eyes see, a direr darkness than men's life can bear. It hath kinship with the demon and the god. A strange enthusiasm has moved its heart. It hungers for heights. It passions for the supreme. It hunts for the perfect word, the perfect shape. It leaps to the summit thought, the summit light. For by the form, the formless is brought close. And all perfection fringes the absolute. A child of heaven who never saw his home. Its impetus meets the eternal at a point. It can only near and touch. It cannot hold. It can only strain toward some bright extreme. Its greatness is to seek and to create. On every plane, this greatness must create. On earth, in heaven, in hell, she is the same. Of every fate, she takes her mighty part. A guardian of the fire that lights the suns, she triumphs in her glory and her might. Opposed, oppressed, she bears God's urge to be born. The spirit survives upon non-being's ground. World force outlasts world's disillusion's shock. Dumb, she is still the word, inert the power. Here fallen, a slave of death and ignorance, to things deathless she is driven to aspire and moved to know even the unknowable. Even nescient, null, her sleep creates a world. When most unseen, most mightily she works. Housed in the atom, buried in the clod, her quick creative passion cannot cease. In conscience is her long gigantic pause. Her cosmic swoon is a stupendous phase. Time-born, she hides her immortality. In death, her bed, she waits the hour to rise, even with the light denied that sent her forth, and the hope dead she needed for her task, even when her brightest stars are quenched in night, nourished by hardship and calamity, and with pain for her body's handmaid, masseuse, nurse, her tortured, invisible spirit continues still to toil through in darkness to create. Through with pangs, she carries crucified God upon her breast, in chilled, insentient depths where joy is none, immured, oppressed by the resisting void, where nothing moves and nothing can become. Still she remembers, still invokes the skill the wonder worker gave her at her birth, imparts to drowsy formlessness a shape. Reveals a world where nothing was before, in realms confined to a prone circle of death, to a dark eternity of ignorance, a quiver in an inert and conscient mass, or imprisoned in immobilized worlds of force, by matter's blind compulsion, deaf and mute, she refuses motionless in the dust to sleep. Then for her rebel waking's punishment, given only hard mechanic circumstance, as the enginery of her magic craft, she fashions godlike marvels out of mud. In the plasm she sets her dumb immortal urge, helps the live tissue to think, the closed sense to feel, flashes through the frail nerves poignant messages in a heart of flesh miraculously loves, to brute bodies gives a soul, a will, a voice.